The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on your health. Anything that has to do with, you know, something that didn't work that you tried and, you know, you're still sick and limping around and functionally not working the way it's supposed to, well, here's your opportunity. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that has to do with your health and see if we can point you in the right direction. We are at that time of the year. Tis the season, right? The holidays are upon us. Christmas is basically 2 days away and everybody's scurrying around. You're in the malls, you're in the streets, last minute shoppers, you're on the way home to see people. And this is the time of the year where you begin to realize that you may be silly in some of your decision-making processes when it comes to your health. And when are you going to experience that? Next month, you know, after the holidays are all over and you get, you know, the sniffles and the cold and the body ache and you don't feel good and, you know, your immune system has dropped down around your toenails. All of those things can make a difference. So my axiom is simply this: have fun, be careful. Don't overdo it. Make sure you have a great time, but do it in moderation. And remember, tis the season for celebration. We just finished Hanukkah, and it was great for many people. And I belatedly have wished many of my friends and patients a very happy Hanukkah, and to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Kwanzaa. And we're in that time where it's a beautiful time this season where everybody gets it together maybe once a year. Too bad we can't extend it throughout the year. Just remember the joy that you feel right now and the love that you have in your heart for all your friends and the festivities that you're going to and gladness of seeing everyone. Carry that through 2019 and make it, you know, a 365, 24/7 attitude that you carry with you. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We have a very interesting program to kind of draw into our last week of this year. And we're going to talk about something that I think is important, something that, you know, we've touched upon many times over the years, but more importantly, with somebody who I have a tremendous amount of respect for the work that he does, none other than Dr. Michael Chung, Soft Touch Dental in Oakton. Michael, thank you for taking the time out and being with me today.
Thank you for your kind words, Dr. Rozelle. It is my honor to be here.
You know, it's always fun to be with people who are not only experts, but extraordinary at what they do. And you meet those categories. You really have that touch, that capacity, that ability to do some really outstanding neuromuscular dentistry. And I want to get into that piece of it. I mean, you and I have been on the air before. We've talked about sleep apnea. We've talked about other considerations of dentistry. But I want to get into the neuromuscular portion of that. And, you know, that's a big word that a lot of people don't understand. You're a graduate and a master of Las Vegas Institute, what we call LVI Global. And these people are, as far as I'm concerned, they have their head together. So I want to ask you a couple of things, and we're going to differentiate some approaches, and we're going to talk about what it is you do. But let's start with, what is this field of neuromuscular dentistry? How would you make it simple for our listeners?
Sure. The general public, when they think of dentistry or going to the dentist, they're thinking of getting their teeth cleaned or taken care of or cavities filled. So they're basically looking at their gums and teeth. Neuromuscular dentist, on the other hand, takes it to a third dimension, if you will. We also look at their muscles, their temporomandibular joint, and their occlusion, and how that can affect other aspects of your oral health. So basically it's more of a holistic approach, because your occlusion and how your upper and lower jaw comes together will not only affect your joints, it can cause all kinds of symptoms of pain and TMJ clicking. It can also cause sleep apnea, and a lot of people don't know that.
You know, we've talked back and forth, and in my business, I look at all the structure and how it's intimately integrated. And there's in the area of what we call applied kinesiology, you know, neuromuscle function to the rest of the body. There's something that we appreciate as called, you know, neurological tooth. And what that really means is that every tooth in your mouth has other relationships to other things within the body. It has organ systems and spinal levels and so forth. You know, years ago, when I was very young in practice, and we're going to go way, way back in the day, and there was a young girl that came in. She was about 11, 12 years old, and she had a beautiful straight spine. She was a gymnast. She was strong. And so what happened, it was June, and I usually treated this family probably monthly. They came in and, you know, they were, you know, just wanting to make sure that their health was optimal. So she was going to have braces put on. And back in the day, you know, four decades ago, wearing braces was not the social accepted experience it is today. So she was going to have them put on. She was going to go to her grandmother's house and spend the summer. So I see her 2 months later, but the dentist that she put she went to that put the braces on, Dr. Mike, not knowing he wasn't going to see her for a period of time, tightened them a little tighter than he normally would. So the body didn't adapt quite as slowly, easily. And what happened, here's this young girl with a very straight spine. Now I've got a young girl with about a 27-degree spinal curvature. And I freaked out, not knowing what I know today. So I picked up the phone, called a guy by the, that I did a lot of work with out of University of Buffalo School of Dentistry. And I said, you know, what's the deal? And he starts laughing at me. He says, listen, he said, you know how the head controls the rest of the body. So here's a situation in your field where, and he, by the way, he took the braces off. We treated the child, and within 100 days, everything was cool. We got her back to where she needed. Thank God.
Sure.
Right. But you see, you know, things that, and where I'm leading to with this is you see things that are not done properly. And in the world of neuromuscular dentistry, what you're doing is you're not just playing with the structural components of the alignment of the teeth, but you're making sure that head and that TMJ, that temporomandibular joint, are balanced properly so you don't see the side effects, the ramifications of what I just talked about.
Absolutely correct. So basically what traditional braces do is straighten teeth, but they do it by retracting all of the teeth back. And that, especially if they already have a midface deficiency or any kind of oral myofunctional disorder of their muscles and tongues, and not enough space for their tongue as well, it is going to basically cause the atlas and C1 and C2 to rotate a little bit. And obviously it's going to have a tremendous effect on the rest of her whole spinal system. And that probably was a big factor in the scoliosis. So we make sure that, that the neuromuscular aspect of it is all in balance. Looking at the TMJ, the airway, we look at, you know, their sinuses and adenoids, and all those issues have to all be in balance in order for that to not happen.
So when, you know, when you do that, walk us through, you know, you're going to put braces on somebody, or you can do anything. You can put an implant in, or you're going to,
sure,
you know, do some major reconstruction. You're going to put crowns and caps and so forth.
Yes.
So how does this procedure start? And, you know, people say, well, I just go to my dentist and, you know, they made me a night guard. And I ask them, well, how did they make you a night guard? They just put braces on. Well, what do they do to do that? How do you take them through? Why is neuromuscular dentistry, LVI approach, so important?
Yes, I mean, even a single tooth restoration can have a tremendous impact on your whole system. And so we, you know, fortunately, most human beings can adapt pretty well. So they're not going to have major symptoms of one tooth being out of alignment. But if there's an imbalance somewhere, it will show up eventually. So we have a very sophisticated system that can actually analyze your muscles, your joints, and the interaction. And we also have sonography to listen to your joints. We look at your airway space using 3D cone beam imaging. There are many things that we do and look at the whole big picture. And we make sure those things are not out of alignment before we start doing all these restorations and placing things so that they don't have problems.
Dr. Mike, somebody comes in to you and, you know, they're coming in just for a general health and general checkup and so forth. But you notice, you know, that teeth are turned. They're starting to crowd forward. You're seeing erosion. You know,
sure.
And many of these things can be from bruxing. They can be from, you know, grinding. You know, I have a bad habit, as you and I have talked about, where I clench, I don't grind, but I wiggle when I'm irritated. You can see my jaws firing, so I go after my teeth that way. So when you see those kind of things, ultimately, is it going to happen sooner or later, or is it a watch and wait, or how do you look at something like that?
Well, I mean, it's sometimes a clinical judgment call, but usually for preventive measures, you want to put things back in balance, because if it's not, you're going to have premature wear and destruction of whether it be your teeth or your TMJ joint or some other parts of your body. So it's always best in most cases to put things back in balance, and that requires some, major examination and to make sure we have all the, you know, ducks in a row.
Well, you know, interesting thing, if you remember back, you and I have known each other now for a long, long time, but when I first came in to see you, and I can't remember what you were doing, but you took that little carbon paper to try to, you know, to see the approximation, and I think I drove you crazy that day because I refused to lay down. I sat up and almost wanted to stand up because the normal vertical dimension is vertical dimension. It's not lying back, and the problem is when you lie back, the lower jaw goes backwards, it drifts backwards. So when a patient is actually clenching down, they can't get a normal, you can't get a normal impression. And so my patients come in and they say, well, I went to my dentist and I had this done, I had this crown put in, and I checked them through muscle function.
Sure.
And I'm saying, it's off, it's not right. And they said, well, I can't feel it, it's fine. I said, yeah, you can't feel it because how did he do it when you were lying down? Yeah, a normal way. And I said, well, think about it this way. The dentist does whatever he's doing, and they restore it. This is the way they're taught in school. And they take that little carbon paper, and they have you grind, tap, and so forth. But you're in a position where your jaw is then retracted. And so it's not hitting properly. And so they ask you, how does it feel? Well, I can feel it. So they go zip, zip, zip with the drill. And now how do you feel? Well, I don't feel it. Well, the problem is that unless you're in a normal vertical dimension doing the work that you do, that what they do is they cut it short. And
sure.
So that then either a tooth will erupt or it'll begin to float and it begins to change. And now you see the crowding, you see the shifting, you see the changing on top of everything else. So you know that. And how do you relate the difference to your patient? How do you tell them, look, you got to have it done the right way, or this is the sequela. This is what's going to happen over time. And how is that predictable?
Well, it's something that, like I said, it's an individual patient's customization. I mean, I certainly am there to educate and discover all that's there, any diseases that are there. I'm not going to not tell them, but I will explain all the options from A to Z and the pros and cons of each choice. And ultimately, an educated patient will make their decision on what's best for them.
In studio, none other than Dr. Michael Chung from Soft Touch Dental in Oakton, Virginia. It's a very, very amazing specialist in neuromuscular dentistry and dysfunction. We're going to talk about that intimately as the program goes on and how you do certain things and why it's important and the manifestations it has throughout the entire body. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. Yes, I'm in studio, and it's Christmas in a couple of days, my favorite time of the year, because we get to really enjoy and celebrate the love that we should be sharing 365 days a year. We know we're going through that time of the year, that season where, you know, we just had Hanukkah, and now we're going to go into Christmas, and we're going to go into New Year's, and we're going to go into Kwanzaa. All those things are important because we kind of change how we feel about people. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do that all the time and we really could accept each other and understand each other and not get so ugly when we disagree with somebody and just simply say, you know, I got a different thought on the subject, and then go on from that way. 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. We had somebody that had been holding quite a while. And Mary, if you're listening to me, why don't you call in? I'll take your call as soon as you call back. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung, a very good friend and amazing dental practitioner who does some significant and really unparalleled work in neuromuscular dentistry. Dr. Mike is a graduate of Johns Hopkins University locally and also got his degree and doctorate in dental surgery from the College of Dental Surgery at University of Maryland in Baltimore. He is a graduate of the renowned Las Vegas Institute Global in Las Vegas, and an institute that's dedicated for advanced dental studies and comprehensive aesthetic reconstruction. We're talking about neuromuscular conditions, Dr. Mike, and, you know, when everything that you do, as far as I'm concerned, touches the nervous system, it's incredibly important that we understand that a lot of what happens to us starts with that whole head, neck, and mouth pattern. And, you know, from whether it's an implant and so forth. And I want to get into a little bit more in the second part of the program as far as different types of implants and people who, you know, can use them, people who can't use them, people who are stuck with erosion and so forth. But, you know, to touch on the surface, you know, what are your options in someone who, you know, can't stabilize that TMJ? You know, you have erosion. You take films, you do a tomograph, and you see degeneration in the saddle of the temporomandibular joint. You know, at that point, what are the options this person has? Because you see the end result of all kinds of devastation.
Yes. Well, in the old days, maybe even now, usually patients are referred to a surgeon. Unfortunately, the success of surgery is very low, maybe 50-50 at best. So a lot of the patients end up being worse. So that would be the last thing that I would ever have anybody do. But there are so many non-surgical approaches now with all these advances in computers and things. We can actually figure out the exact correct neuromuscular position for these patients, put them in a basically a neuromuscular orthotic. It's basically a mandibular repositioning device so that they're able to bite correctly. And if they're in that position, it's like putting a cast on a broken or fractured arm. You have a cast that can hold that bone in that place, and eventually your body will heal itself. Same thing in the mouth. We put in basically a cast for their teeth. Keeps them from overclosing into their bad position, and eventually their TMD area may not completely heal back to 100% normal. It never will, but you'll have enough body healing, soft tissue healing, and so on to get them out of pain, and they can go on to live a normal life.
Now, Dr. Mike, so when you do that from whatever method you do, and I know you have a lot of different choices, if you will. You know, you can reconstruct, you can rebuild, you can do appliances, you know, and so forth. Are people stuck with, if they choose not to do full mouth reconstruction, and I want to get into this a little bit more when we get into implants and so forth in the second part of the program, are they stuck with having to wear that orthotic forever, or are there things that can be done to stabilize it without full mouth?
Yes, I mean, sometimes it can just be as little as just occlusal equilibration, where we can adjust the bite a little bit so that their mandible can come more forward and take the stress off their TMJ. For some patients, it requires orthodontics. A lot of the issue usually generates from their early childhood when their mid-face, their upper jaw, did not grow to their full potential. That will create airway issues, that will create TMJ problems, that will cause malocclusion. There are so many things that arises from that. So it usually originated during their childhood as they were developing their facial growth as well as their dentition. So it can be corrected even as an adult now, where they used to think that it was not able to be fixed. Now you can do it through special orthodontics using growth guidance appliances that can move your upper jaw and widen it out further forward so that we can bring it back to where it was supposed to be.
You know, there was an interesting book that was written years ago. It was the Simply Nutrition was the title of it. And Thomas Ballantyne, he's a medical physician who wrote the book. And he went on to talk about the facial integrity, the structure of the head and bones of the head and the teeth as it related to nutritional patterns. And he had many different pictures could be of siblings who were in one country, then went someplace else. And I'm setting you up because when we come back in the second half, I'm going to ask you the difference, if you've noticed it, because you're very involved in first-generation Korean community coming over to this country. I'm going to ask you that question, if you see a difference in that or here in this country. Keep that in mind. We're coming up to break. See you in a minute.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're in studio 2 days before Christmas. Absolutely. And it's a beautiful day outside. And if you're out doing your last-minute Christmas shopping, don't forget me. Never mind. It's do your own shopping. But, you know, I'm just a little kid at heart, and I need to be able to celebrate, too, under the tree. Dr. Mike, welcome back again.
Thank you.
You know, this is the first year that we've had a artificial Christmas tree in my house. And I can't remember how long ago. And my wife ordered it. It was like, oh, my God, really? It's gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. And I looked at that thing and I said, how much do you pay for that? She said, do you like the tree? I said, yeah. She says, don't ask the question. I said, okay, I'm in. No problem. We have it all good. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind. Our subject today is the mouth, neuromuscular dentistry, and Dr. Michael Chung of Soft Touch Dental Care in Oakton, Virginia is my guest. And as Dr. Mike has been on the program with us many times before, we're talking about something that he is very expert in. He is one of, as far as I'm concerned, one of the best. He's my dentist. You know, he's does work for our family. And I haven't seen, you know, a bad neuromuscular pattern yet, Dr. Mike. So, you know, kudos to you. So here's the question. Now, I want to get into this just a little bit more. We're beginning to touch on the subject, you know, of the different ways that we can stabilize. But, you know, today's world, you listen to all the ads, even on the station, and all these guys talking about, you know, teeth in a day and so forth. And, you know, I know enough about this whole field that you can't get a implant to anchor in a day. There's no way. I mean, it's wires and tapes and glues and so forth to make that happen. We're talking about that equilibration, that upper and lower jaw being in a very specific dimension, so it doesn't distort the skull. Now, before we get into that, I want to ask you the question that I set you up for, you know, when we went to the break. You're very involved in the Korean community, and you see differences between the Asian community and the American community. And when you see someone who has just come over from Asia and eats the way they normally would eat traditionally, as compared to how people eat in this country or been here for generations, just as far as a structural visualization, how different are they?
Well, you hit it right on the nose there. Basically, it's less of a race thing and more of a diet thing. So someone who would eat maybe traditional whole foods and just general good diet will have less allergic reactions, breathe properly through their nose, and have less oral myofunctional, you know, disorders. But soon as they come here and start eating Western diet with high processed foods, fatty foods, sugars and things. Now, especially as a kid, as they're developing, they're more likely to develop these oral myofunctional disorders because most of the times these allergic reactions causes smaller upper jaw, less room for their tongue. They're not able to breathe through their nose properly. And those kind of myofunctional disorders causes malformation of their jaws, their facial growth, and eventually will affect the eruption of the teeth in their proper position. And they will develop, for sure, worse occlusion.
888-630-9625. If you have a question on this subject or anything else that you'd like to know about, please give us a call. We'd love to talk to you and set you right as you're coming into the new year. You know, we talked a little bit off you know, offline at the break, that there's an extraordinarily good book that was out there. And this goes back for me many, many years ago. It was written, you know, decades ago. It was by a guy by the name of Thomas Ballantyne. He's a medical physician, simply called Nutrition. And it shows what happens when, you know, two people, two siblings, in some cases identical twins, one stayed in their normal habitat and ate their normal foods and their ethnic cultures and so forth, and then the other came to this country and Western diet and the sugars and the refined grains and all the garbage, the GMO modified and the hybridization and things that we've done to our foods, and how that whole structural system has changed. My family, I'm first generation Sicilian. When I go over to the old country and I go into the mountains where my father's village is, and I look at these people, and they're, if they haven't deviated from their traditional diet, they're stalwart, they're strong, their bone mass is amazing, their dental structure and their dental arches are good. But those who came here and they grew up, you know, basically their whole lives on this, and they came over in actually pretty good genetic strength, now go to the place where you have this mess called their mouth and their head and actually the rest of their body as well. But, you know, we're talking about head, neck, and mouth right now. So now you're stuck with it. They come and see you, and they have teeth that are falling out of their heads. They have no bone to support their teeth structure. And now we're getting into, we got to do reconstruction. Okay. So let's talk about that reconstructive place. They don't have the bone mass, you know, to just cap them and, you know, do cosmetic reconstruction. You've got to put implants in. So how do you make the determination? Is this person a fit? Can they do implants? Do they have to have, use the term all false teeth, or, you know, are there, can you rebuild it? What's the defining rod, Dr. Mike? How can you work your way through this craziness?
Well, for those kind of cases, usually we will require some form of CT scan so that we can see the bone three-dimensionally. We need to see all the sinuses, all the spaces, all the nerves, and I really need to see the density and the thickness of the bones where the implants are needed. And in some cases, we can do bone grafting to make the bone bigger there if needed. Sometimes we have to do a sinus lift and place some bone into the sinus space. But there are many ways we can create the implants and be able to give them the teeth so that they can eventually chew. But you mentioned earlier about, you know, it takes 3 months to have the implant heal. Yes, it does. If you're trying to put a load on a single tooth, it usually needs to heal for about 3 months before you can actually put a load on that. But you can actually get teeth in a day if you're placing multiple implants, say 4 to 6 implants. Now you can connect them all with a bar and distribute the stress fairly equally, and now you can actually chew on those and function on those immediately in one day.
888-630-9625. Dr. Michael Chung is my guest in studio. We're talking about neuromuscular dentistry, the effect that, you know, many of us don't realize has such a profound involvement with all of the body. And we have to appreciate that, you know, it's just not a catch-as-catch-can. It has to be done the right way. Dr. Mike is an extraordinary practitioner. He's a graduate of the renowned Las Vegas Institute Global, and and I'm going to get into differentiations and approaches, you know, by the time we're done. We've had a couple calls and drop off. We have one right now. Greg, Greg, are you there? Greg, are you with us?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for holding. I don't know why, but we've been having some technical. We've lost a couple calls, but those of you who have either suddenly been disconnected, give us a call back at 888-630-9625. Anyway, Greg, how can we help you?
I have a question about someone who's having all their teeth removed and getting dentures. Okay, so their teeth are all taken out. Now their jaw is able to close probably, you know, a half an inch or more than it was ever able to before. It just seems like that's going to be a very strange effect. And I'm wondering, you know, what exactly are the ramifications of all that?
Okay, let me ask a question, Greg, and let me get some differential for Dr. Mike. First of all, how old is the patient?
75, roughly, give or take a year or two.
Okay, so the extractions have already been done, is that correct?
They're about to be.
Okay, and
you know, I guess her teeth are, you know, just to a point where there isn't much to salvage. So, you know, dentures is the option, and I guess that's not terribly uncommon.
Okay, Dr. Mike, you want to grab that?
Sure. She has a few options. Before the teeth are pulled, obviously, they're going to have to take some impressions, molds, and figure out the correct bite, because once the teeth are taken out, you're going to completely lose that vertical dimension and will not know where in space her bite's supposed to be. So without the proper instrumentation, it's going to be a total guesswork. And she can have a lot of TMJ problems or neuromuscular problems, and possibly cause sleep apnea as well. So before that is taken out, we need to figure out where her ideal bite position is, create the denture, so when the teeth are taken out, she can have the denture immediately. But in addition to that, if she's has enough bone structure left there to accommodate implants, that's usually the best way to go, because she can actually comfortably chew and be able to chew just about anything with implants and denture teeth or porcelain teeth on top of that, connected permanently.
Greg, when you have anything that is removed from the mouth, any of the teeth structure whatsoever, or in going back to what Dr. Mike was talking about with the surgery, some of the surgeries and you know that affected the temporomandibular joint years ago were barbaric, in my opinion, and they caused more harm than what they did as far as fixing anything. But to answer your question, what's going to happen is, in addition to what Dr. Mike said, obviously there's going to be a tremendous amount of bone loss. Once you extract the teeth, once you don't have anything in there, and we use the term irritation. Once you're not irritating the bone anymore, the bone doesn't have any reason to accumulate, if you will. And so the jaw, the mandible, the maxilla, upper and lower jaw begin to shrink. And so now that has an effect on the TMJ. So you put dentures in, and none of them fit very well after the fact. So you have to do it. Now, Dr. Mike, there's dentures that are semi-implants as well, correct? Where you can put maybe four or five in.
Yes.
And then you can hook
in. There are multiple options.
So that's a better option than having them all extracted and putting a full denture plate in. Is that correct?
It's always best to place something in the bone. As you said, the bone will resorb. If there's nothing there, there's no pressure, is going to continue to resorb, and eventually her dentures will not fit well and they're going to flop around everywhere, and then you have to make new dentures, and then the bone will continue to resorb again. So it's usually a nightmare for most patients that have dentures. They will have to use a lot of adhesives and things, and they're not very happy, especially with the lower denture, because there's really nothing to hold it down there. So there are options where you can place, you know, just a couple implants just to clip it into that area and to preserve some of the bone. But as I said before, the best option, if it's affordable for the patient, is to place anywhere from 4 to 6 implants and connect them all as one unit with some form of hybrid denture or porcelain set of teeth.
Is that a common approach, or is that still something that isn't widely practiced? I haven't heard any recommendations along those lines previously, and it makes sense to me. So I'm wondering if most oral surgeons would consider that.
Most oral surgeons would consider that. Most dentists are not trained to do that procedure, so that's probably why you're not getting that recommendation. But certainly, oral maxillofacial surgeons, most of them are very capable of placing multiple implants. But the problem with that is you also have to go back to a restorative dentist who knows how to work with that surgeon to work together back and forth. Or in my case, I have training to do both, so she would be getting everything done in one place.
So, Greg, anytime that you do anything to the mouth that ultimately leads to full reconstruction, if you will, you had something there and now it's gone. It's like taking a building off its pylons. It's taking it off its footer. You know, you have to reestablish some way that footer. But we also know if you take something off a footer, the ground begins to crumble later on. There's stress in everything, and we have to make sure that the stress is appropriate. But in this particular situation, you've got to, in my opinion, you've got to modify. My mother lost her teeth, and with tremendous amount of unfortunate downside, when she was in her 70s. you know, so if I were in your position, you know, what I would do is just for nothing more than just to get full opinions, reach out to Dr. Mike, and he often will do a consultation, you know, and let you know.
Sure. I mean, he can come in for a complimentary consultation. It looks like he's in Sterling, which is not very far away at all to Oakton.
Greg, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Give us, you know, if we can give you any more information, please do that. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. My guest in studio, Dr. Michael Chung. Many of you know Dr. Mike, and, you know, he is the head of Soft Touch Dental in Oakton, Virginia. And we're talking about neuromuscular dentistry and the effects thereof. You know, I'm always, Dr. Mike, I'm always amazed with, you know, how you can take somebody in today's world, particularly knowing what the work that you do, and somebody who is completely debilitated. We have patients that we share, and there's a young girl that who has a spinal curvature and so forth, and this one was very advanced when we walked in there. We've been able to get it stabilized, and I couldn't do that without the work that you're doing, you know, because so much of it was coming from the head down. So, you know, this is important. The neuromuscular patterns of the jaw, the temporomandibular joint, and what we see structurally go hand in hand, and you have to make sure that they're both addressed and approached equally. We're coming up to the break. This has been a fun program. This is the kind of stuff that I like to talk about. And, you know, it's the holiday season. What a gift you could give to yourself by, you know, really figuring this out in the new year. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. I'm in studio with one of my favorite people on the planet when it comes to a lot of things, as a friend, but also in the work that he does in neuromuscular dentistry, Dr. Michael Chung from Oakton, Virginia. Dr. Mike is a graduate of Johns Hopkins University undergraduate and did his doctorate in dental surgery at the College of Dental Surgery, University of Maryland, Baltimore. You know, if you'd like to get a hold of Dr. Mike, it's really easy to do that. All you got to do is call him at 703-747-9734. That's 703-747-9734. And, you know, Dr. Mike is one of these guys that will go out of his way to help you. And I'm getting another phone number here because I think I messed that one up. So that's what I get for reading off your website, Mike. So 703-319-6990. 703-319-6990. So forget the first one, use this one, and you'll get to them. Having said that, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second. But let's go to the phones. Mary, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Oh, hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fine. I just want to have, if you can give me some information. My doctor said I had exercise-induced asthma.
Okay. So how old are you?
So almost 57.
Okay. Do you work out a lot?
Yes, I'm in an outdoor workout group, and I got a cold back in mid-November, and I was on vacation. And when I got home, I still wanted to work out, so we run in the early morning, like at 6. And I still feel good when I'm running, but then I just cough a lot as soon as I sit down. And, like, sometimes when I'm coughing and talking.
Okay, and that's just a result of the cold that you had recently, right?
Yeah, she told me to lay off the exercise. I could walk and I could do the indoor stuff when we're inside. But so I've done that for the last week. I haven't gone.
Yeah, so
I still have like phlegm in my chest that I have to kind of spit every you know, a few times a day. Seems like a lot. I just didn't know how long it lasts or.
Okay, so what you got is not necessarily an exercise-induced asthma. You got an inflammatory reaction of your bronchial tubes, and the problem that you came up with hasn't fully resolved yet. So when you go out, you have the irritation, the inflammatory response within the bronchial area, and you're going to get that wheezing. You're going to get a little bit more difficulty breathing and so forth. So that means it hasn't fully gone away. So what causes a lot of these things? If it was true exercise-induced asthmatic pattern, it's your fight-flight system, it's your adrenal glands. Your adrenal system puts out certain steroids that keep that inflammatory reaction out of the lungs. And, you know, we look to the intestinal tract. In Chinese medicine, you're talking about lung, large intestine. They're yin and yang to each other. So if the gut's not working, I'm going to give you the mantra. Sugar, sodas, coffee, black teas, fast food, fried foods, alcohol, gluten, additives, preservatives, GMO foods, and so forth. Those things are going to be very susceptible to, you know, producing an allergic inflammatory response in all tissue, but particularly within the, in the lungs. So you're going to hear that little rattling, and if you push too much and so forth. I wish you hadn't dropped off before. I'd love to get into it a little bit more in depth with you. But here's the situation. If you increase your vitamin C, your ascorbate level, to a minimum of 3,000, 1,000 milligrams three times a day, it won't hurt you, but it'll help support adrenal function. It's water-soluble, so you're going to get rid of it. Get rid of the junk out of your diet, particularly things like dairy products and orange juice and sugars, and you'll find that that will drop down very, very quickly as well. So the combination. So how long? If you do those things, you know, if you're not really better within the next couple weeks, if it's still really not shifting at all, then there's a lot of different pathways that you take a look at, in particularly in our business. We deal with a tremendous number of athletes from, you know, we have to go to choline and even zinc and how it modifies that cascade. But if I can help you, give me a call. Love to talk to you. You know, this has been a way too fast program, Dr. Mike, and, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, we get you back again. And please give Dr. Mike a call at 703-319-6990. And, you know, Dr. Mike will be happy to give you a consultation and, you know, give you his opinion. You know, and that's what's important, is that opinion. Dr. Mike, thank you again.
Thank you.
A very Merry Christmas to you, your staff, your family, and you have an amazing family. You know that I love them all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody, and we love you all as well. We'll be here next week. Unfortunately, our last time on Saturday will be 4 o'clock next Saturday afternoon. Don't go away. Bye.